Good morning. It's a Monday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. The worldwide reaction to George Floyd's killing by Minneapolis police is quite something to witness. And cities large and small all around the world, not only in the U.S., but in Australia, France, Berlin, Britain, and other major cities and small cities, like, for example, Great Barrington. You said 1,000 people, Alan, there gathering, and we're seeing this moment of reckoning, where even the Minneapolis City Council now has pledged to dismantle the police department.
Listen, this is now becoming, as you suggest, a worldwide movement, number one. Number two, I think people are getting the picture that abuse based on skin pigment is a terrible, terrible thing. David, how many times on this morning program have I talked about the fact that if somebody has a little bit more skin pigment, that makes them a subject of discrimination? It's a terrible thing. And we've known it for a long time, and we've been saying it over and over again. But now it's the young people in this world who have put us into a position where we are not going to tolerate it anymore. The president of the United States doesn't know what to do. His numbers are going down. He's in bad shape. And he has now pulled the very soldiers he put in out of Washington. There isn't a spot on a street for another protester. Actually, there is and there will be, but this has gone on for something like 13 days as we speak. This is a dangerous time. What you don't want to have is some kind of pushback or a problem with the way in which people treat each other. I'm just saying that it's about time that we had this kind of protest, but we have to be very, very careful about the way in which all of this goes.
Well, and to get change means, especially from the top, when you see Attorney General Barr saying he doesn't see any systemic racism in the country in November with a vote.
Well, that's right. Here's the thing, David. These young people who are doing the mass part of the protesting, everybody's there, but the young people are showing the way. And, of course, when you think about it, who are they? There are children, there are children's children, there are people who are turning out and saying, we won't tolerate this anymore in this country. And it's damn near about time, I can tell you that. We've been talking about racism, you and I, over the years, but now there's some hope that maybe we'll see some change based on the way that our young people, white and black and brown, are reacting to the way in which this country has developed. And as I say, the President of the United States has no idea how to handle this. In the beginning, he was tweeting, law and order, law and order. Maybe that won't work this time. One can only hope.
Yeah, and, you know, Governor Andrew Cuomo, who you speak to regularly, talked about grabbing hold of the winds of change and taking action, and that's exactly what he's doing. Governor Cuomo, renewing call for passage of the Say Their Name agenda. It would allow more transparency on police disciplinary records. That's the so-called 50A law. You have ending of police chokeholds, making false race-based 911 calls, a hate crime. This really comes down to the states in many ways.
We saw a woman being pushed over, hurt her head. One officer bent down to help, and another came along and said, come on, let's move. Get out of here. You know, that's the kind of thing which is going to be picked up because of smartphones. And what we'll see as a result of this is a lot of changes happening in our society. They'll come quick. You know, David, one of the things you worry about, of course, are the abusers, people who go in and rob, and you can see them coming out of a store with a television in their hands. That is not what this should be. This is a protest, and it is a very important protest, and it's a statement about the state of American racism in America.
Does, as we're reading, former President George W. Bush endorse Biden?
He may well do that. If not, there may be some kind of halfway. Somebody may say they know how he's voting without his saying anything. And you have Jeb Bush also. So what we are facing is a real revolution within the Republican ranks and getting back to some sense of normalcy, some sense of, okay, this is what we stand for. We're fiscal conservatives, but we don't put up with this kind of demagogic approach to the presidency. It may turn out that Joe Biden staying put and being fairly quiet is exactly the right thing to do as this president continues to destroy himself.
Ballot for the school board budgets in New York It's in the mail, Alan. We filled it out over the weekend, the questions about mail-in ballots. And now I'm reading some places are exploring online voting for November. And, of course, the ability to hack the vote is so important coming up.
It is, David, and that is something that is very worrisome. We know that the hackers are very aggressive. They are terrible people. We're going to have to be very careful about that. Nevertheless, the overwhelming number of people who will vote by mail put an end to the myth and the lie that this can't be done. It can be done. It has been done. It will be done. Online is another whole situation, but don't tell me that the geniuses who can figure all this stuff out can't figure this out, too.
Finally, Alan, James Bennett has resigned, the editor of the New York Times editorial page. Bennett's resignation comes after the publication of a controversial op-ed from Republican Senator Tom Cotton. You discussed this on the Media Project, which will be on this afternoon at 3, but your thoughts this morning?
Well, David, I'm for free expression, even by despots, because how can we know what they're saying if we don't get to see it ourselves? It was a disgusting column, but, you know, authoritarian governments don't let you see both sides of the story. In this case, Bennett resigned, I suspect, because he now admits he never read the column. Nevertheless, we Americans can take it. So when it comes down to the New York Times' ability to print what it wants to print, I'm for it. But I can tell you the Times staff was not, and they let their leadership know that this was really not right to put this op-ed piece in. Well, I understand everybody's position here.